poll, Morrissey leads way in West Virginia GOP gubernatorial primary. By Nick Gilbertson on April 11, 2024. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, R., leads the race for the state's Republican gubernatorial nomination, according to a Research America/Metro News West poll. However, the outlier poll published on Thursday breaks with trends seen over recent months, which have shown Morrissey with solid double-digit leads. The poll has him 2 points ahead of Moore Capito, a former state delegate and son of Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV. Of the 400 likely Republican primary voter respondents, 31% back Morrissey, while 29% support Capito. Businessman Chris Miller lands at 16%. Secretary of State Mack Warner, RWV, takes 12%, and 3% prefer another candidate. 1 in 10 are undecided. Morrissey has the support of 32% of Republicans and 27% of independents, while 25% of Republicans and 38% of independents back Capito. The poll was conducted from April 3 to 9 with a confidence level of plus or minus 4.9 percentage points. Though Morrissey leads, the poll deviates substantially from every poll in the race, 538 has documented, dating back to October. For instance, an Emerson College poll conducted March 19 to 21 found Morrissey with a 17-point lead over the field, with Capito in third place. Morrissey was at 33%, followed by Miller at 16%, Capito at 14%, and Warner at 6%. In that poll, nearly 3 in 10 respondents were undecided. Emerson College polling sampled 735 likely voters, with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.6. The Emerson poll was followed by a WPA intelligence poll sponsored by the pro-Morrissey Black Bear Pack, which also had the Attorney General up 17 points. The poll, which sampled 501 likely voters from April 1 to 3, had Morrissey at 37%, Capito at 20%, Miller at 19%, and Warner at 14%. The MO was plus or minus 4.4%, according to a tweet from state government reporter Stephen Allen Adams. Former President Donald Trump, who has proven himself a kingmaker with his endorsements in Republican presidential primaries, has not endorsed in the race. However, Donald Trump Jr. in February called on Republicans in West Virginia not to vote for Rena Moore Capito as a way to punish his mother for helping advance the Senate foreign aid bill that would commit $60 billion to Ukraine. Morrissey concurred in a response to Trump Jr.'s post on X. "Donald Trump Jr. is right," Morrissey wrote, adding no more hashtag Renos and no more Capitos.